Alright, this year's gonna get
last year was a scene? Today's cheer is given by, sponsored by the
West AEIN
National Citizens Foundation. This year is sponsored by Cecilia and Morris Kuzerski.
I want to continue a little bit from last night. I'm just struggling with trying to come up with a good mishnah to explain what I mean. But the Mesillas Yesharim was discussing the beginning of Midas HaChasidus, something that we said was a problem in those days, and it's a problem today. Except that the terms of the problem are different, but the problem itself is the same. And that was in those days, they would look at people who were considered Hasidim, and they just saw the outer shell, and they thought that what they saw, that's Hasidus. When in reality, the outer shell is just the most chitzoniestic, outward appearance of what's going on inside. Just to review the sentence that he says there, Ela hischastu, they made themselves chasidim, v'holchu b'mashen nizdamein lohem l'fi hasvara harishayna. And they went according to what they chanced upon. Mashen nizdamein lohem, what was nizdamein to them, in the, like the svara harishayna, the first thing that they thought of. And it brings to mind something, it's a little bit of a sensitive thing. But something that I think is worth mentioning. There's such a thing in today's day and age as fads and frumkeit. Like, for example, the in thing nowadays is to accept an hour of Shmiras Halasha, for example. That's a very in thing. 10 years ago, that wouldn't have been an in thing. And this year, it is a very in thing. That's one of the, that's a popular frumkeit of today's day and age. Last week, it became a very, very, very popular thing to join Daf Yomi. That's a popular, it's in style Kabbalah for person to be Makabal on themselves. And so on and so forth in many, many different areas. A lot of times there are the chumras that are in style. Whether they're lavim or they're assays, to be involved in certain types of chasadim, to be oisik in certain types of mitzvahs. We talked a couple of weeks ago, we mentioned that Rav Aaron Schechter's macha to the Rosh Hashiva about giving out tefillas to say under the chuppah. So whether that's a right thing or a wrong thing, but it's the style today. Today's the style. Say tefillas via bris. today it's the style. It's an in-style thing. And I'm not saying that whether things are right or wrong things, but for ourselves, we have to be able to be mature enough and to grow, to understand ourselves well enough that not always when there's like a... Not coming from Tamid, not that the Mayetz Gedali HaTorah, let's say, would be say that this is the year that we're focusing on Shmiras HaLashon or something like that, because it's just like, because the Manchester Rosh Hashiva said that the people who do Shmiras HaLashon will have tremendous Yeshuas, so people got together and so on and so forth, which are all good things. I'm pro all of it. It's all good things. But Lav Dafka is what's the in-style frumkeit of the day, what I need to serve the Rabban Shalom and what the Rabban Shalom is asking of me. There are hundreds of possible chumras that a person can be makabel on themselves. There are hundreds and thousands of different ways and madregas and ifanim for a person to be niskarif to the Rabban Shalom. Lav Dafka is the way that's right for me, what's in style. Mamish reads here, this is what we do. We're halchu b'mashen izdam in lahem. We go with the flow in Frumkeit. We go with the flow. We're up on the in chumras. And different things, even little things. You know, sometimes it becomes like again like a popular thing to everyone to say the psukim of their name at the end of Lekai Nitzar. Sometimes, there's different things, different kapitlach tehillim, esgula fishadachim. You know, different things, they float around, these like ideas float around. I remember one time, I don't know if it's still going on, say Shir Hashirim 40 days in a row, you'll for sure become a chasim at the end of the 40 days. Go to the Kaiso 40 days in a row, you mamish, you'll Mashiach will come. You know, all the different things, they become like, and they become, the Velt is very, very mash of them. They become like written in stone, these chumras, they're the popular chumras of the day. Chazanish didn't do it, the Briskarov didn't do it, the Chaim Oizer didn't do it, the Reis Chaim didn't do it. Or maybe they did do it along with the myriad of other chumras that they were makabel themselves that we're not thinking of. Like, you know, like for a long time it was in style not to say Dvarim B'Tehillim with tefillin on. Now it's like less, now it was brought up by the Siyam HaShas, so maybe it's getting back in style. You know, there's like chumras that just, they go with the flow of the style of the day, and that's a katnus on our part. A person has to try to learn over his lifetime to develop a certain sense of his own ruchnias and his own steiging and his own midas to know what does he need and what is not the time for him to work on. And if it's not the time for him to work on something, then it's incorrect, it's improper for him to start burdening himself with chumras that are going to wear him down. It's not the right thing, dafka. My father once learned in a sefer, that if you say a certain kapitel of Tehillim in the end of Lekai Nitzar, it's a skula to get engaged. So I said, why don't you tell people? He said, yeah, that's all I need. It'll become the new thing. They'll print up, he's right. They'll print up cards with that kapitel to put into your siddur, and they'll put up signs, and he's right. Everything becomes, it'll become commercialized. That's the chumrah. That's the chumrah of this other base. Say this kapitel of Tehillim. It's not. We have to realize, Avodas Hashem is about a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're not a superstitious people. Do you realize how superstitious that sounds? We're not a superstitious people. We have a relationship to build. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam, and we have to become close to him. We, each individual, based on his needs and his background and his kairos, has to develop a real relationship with the Borei Olam. And that comes by a person knowing himself and building his ruchnias based on what it's time for him to be working on. And maybe it's time for me to be working on Shmiras HaLashon now, and maybe I'm focusing on something else right now. I'm not saying that we should go talk Lashon Hara, but that's not my point. What? A segula, you know what the word segula means? A segula is a treasure. In other words, a segula, and I'm not gonna get into segulas right now, but a segula if it's treated like a school, like a school is supposed to be treated. If it's treated like a school is supposed to be treated, let's measure over here. For example, let's measure over here. Let's say somebody wants to get engaged. So he decides he's going to look for schoolers to get engaged. What do you think? Let's say put 10 schoolers on one side of the scale and one second seder on the other side of the scale. Which do you think weighs that? A school is not shoved to a minig. There's no chiyuv, there's no Indian, there's no Masoris Avisena Biyodeinu. It's different things that people have said over the years that this could, whatever the Pshana school is, maybe we'll talk about that another night. But that these things could be ma'ayr, a kayach for this thing to happen. But there's no kayach stronger than Tayrasenu Akadosha, there's no kayach stronger than that. The actual Torah that created the world, that every Dover Toiv ever came from the Torah, there's nothing that's more valuable than that. And people travel the world for schoolers and they don't pick up a Gemara. So whatever it is, whatever a schooler is, but when we make a school a part of our frumkeit, that I know it becomes sometimes part of our frumkeit, like, what could be wrong with it, or how could you not do it? So then it's out of balance. Even if there's value to a schooler, and even if we understand a schooler properly, and even if we're treating it properly, but that's all it is a schooler. And it's very, very, very low on the scale, as high as the schooler might be. It's very, very low on the scale of importance in our life. Like davening every day with a minyan, three times a day, is a lot bigger segula to every davar tov in the world than saying Shir HaShirim 40 days in a row. There's no two ways about it. I'm not saying anything controversial. Ask anybody. It's pashut. Be mekayim shulchan aruch. That's a segula. It's a segula to be mekayim shulchan aruch. It's a segula for every davar tov. Segulas are like a little like dotting the I. It's a little side thing. It's a topping on the ice cream. It's a little added thing if a person is able to, with the proper understanding of segulas. So it's a nice added thing to do, but it's not. It doesn't define my frumkeit. People walk around feeling guilty that they didn't do a segula. It's ridiculous. It's a joke. What are you feeling guilty about? There's no chiyuv to do schoolers. It's not one of the chiyuvim. But the point that I'm trying to make over here is a lot of times it's not just true with schoolers. It's true with a lot of decisions that we make, that we go by what seems like the pashut decision, what seems the most pashut, what seems like the firmest choice. We don't think deeply into things. A person makes a kabbalah on himself. I'll give you this mashal, let's say Daf Yomi is a good mashal. We talked about Daf Yomi before. Daf Yomi is a beautiful, beautiful thing. But let's say for example, someone's learning Masechta Bava Metzia, and he's struggling and struggling and struggling to understand Masechta Bava Metzia. And he decides, you know what? They're starting Daf Yomi, and it's such a beautiful thing, and I was so inspired from the Siyam HaShas, and I'm so moved, and so many people are doing it, and it's such a big segula, and so on and so forth. All the mamish, Daf Yomi is mamish incredible, I'm going to find time, and I'm going to do it, and it's not going to, all the cheshbonos in the world. It's nizdamin loy. If he hadn't gone to a Siyam HaShas, he would have never thought of it. If they hadn't been holding my brachas based on Al, he wouldn't be looking for another limud. It was nizdamin loy. What from hundreds of thousands of people might be a Yetzer Tov is for him, and I know people right now learning Daf Yomi that I know for sure that that's the case, that it's the Yetzer Hara, not the Yetzer Tov. Because what happens is like this. You start learning Daf Beis, Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet. A week later, you're holding Daf Ches, Daf Tes. A week after that, you're holding Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, Yud Tes. It's amazing. And a very short while, the end of Masechta Brachos is in sight. And as the excitement builds, that you're finishing Brachos, it's impossible for a person to stay equally excited about another limud. There's got to be one bestseller. And as the person gets, so his limud of Shidchia, so surface level limud, he's sitting in yeshiva all day, but his surface level limud, where he's barely scratching the surface of Masechta Brachos, which is a deep Masechta and a difficult Masechta, he's barely scratching the surface, and his learning that becomes what's exciting. It becomes it's the style, it's geschmack, everyone's doing it, there's a rush, there's something geschmack about it. And his Bava Metzia, without him realizing it, his Bava Metzia starts slowly, slowly going down to second place. And then it's amazing. Two things happen. First of all, even if he continues doing Daf Yomi, he lost out the Chavivos for Yegiyah and Torah. Which these years, there's nobody, everyone talks about Daf Yomi, there's nobody who says that these are not the years for Yegiyah and Torah. To whatever level, to whatever speed, a person should go fast, a person should go slow, but to think twice, to think again. If I don't understand the Gemara, I'm not going on to the next block, that type of learning. And I have to understand it, and I have to chazer it, and I have to know it. he loses that a little bit in the excitement of what was nizdam in life. Of course, why shouldn't I do it? How could you say something's wrong? People get upset and insulted. How could you say there's a problem with it? What could be wrong with it? You have to look a little beneath the surface. What's going to happen in a week? What's going to happen in 2 weeks to my Bav Metzias Darim? What's going to happen when I make that tzi in the Masechta Brachas? My Brachas time starts increasing. My Bav Metzias time starts decreasing. But the biggest churban, and I'm telling you this is a fact, this is not like a Shvek Sveka, this is a Metzias, that what happens is that most people don't finish Masechta Brachas. Most people that started don't end up finishing. If they finish Brachas Shabbos, they for sure don't finish. I'm not talking about Balabatan that started learning and this is their learning. Of course, Mitzvah Hashem, Hashem should be with them. They should be able to continue. I'm talking about us who have 15 other Sdarim, so it's easier for us. We're having a hard time waking up for Shachos. We're sticking to learning. We said Daf Nun Dalet and Masechta Shabbos when it's Friday afternoon and it's a short Friday and I had a late night Thursday night. We're not holding there yet. And we start falling behind in Daf Yomi. And then you end up, as the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, Yenimtza Kareach Mikan Umikan. You're bald from both sides. You already lost the Masechta that you're learning, that's already lost. And you already gave up on Daf Yomi, that's already lost. I'm not describing a theoretical situation. I'm describing a situation that I guarantee you is happening in yeshivas around the world today. The people took it, and they just, what could be wrong with it? And they ran into it. And you have to think a little deeper. You have to ask a Eitzah. You have to think of it. What's going to be in a week? What's going to be in a month? Just because it's the popular thing now doesn't mean that it's for me. And the other side of the coin is also true. There could be people that they weren't thinking of doing that for me. It wasn't on their heads. But they realized that they're dating, or they're chassanim, or they just went out to work, or they're holding in a difficult tkufa. And they dafka, this was dafka the right thing for them, to give them that continuation and learning so that when the time comes that they can get back into sugyas properly, they still have a taste, they still feel a geschmack. And then it's dafka the right thing. And so tell me something, is dafyami a good thing or a bad thing for someone to do? Don't be so simple-minded. Don't go just b'mash and izdamin. You have to be able to think, where am I holding? What does Hashem want from me? There's such a thing as dafyami in the world. We're not doubting it, being down on it, and it's not our place to think about it, not our place to be down the pros and cons of the program called Daf Yomi. But for me, just because it's popular doesn't mean that it's for me. Another thing that becomes, people just do it because it's the style to do. It's Mashen Isdamilim, and that's going to learn in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe everyone should go learn in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe people shouldn't go learn in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. But I do know that the fact that the reason people go is because other people go is halchu b'mashen is damin lahem. They're just going because everyone goes. How could you answer that up for yourself? How does a person mitaret that to himself? I went to Eretz Yisrael because other people go to Eretz Yisrael. So what? You have a relationship with the Rabbanu Shlomo. You have an agenda. You have what to accomplish. People get carried away with all kinds of fantasies also. It's not really for tonight, it's a side point. But people who are struggling to wake up in the morning, struggling to sit through a Seder, struggling to hold on to a Charuza, have these dimyonis, and they're going to get to Eretz Yisrael, and the whole life is going to change from one day to the next, and everything is going to become easy. And there are people that go to Eretz Yisrael, and their life changes. But ask them, not a single person will tell you that it was easy. If people who go to Eretz Yisrael and their life changes, the change was an opportunity for them to really, really be mighty al apayel, what was inside of them, to really, really, really sweat to change their life. I'm getting off the topic. It seems so posh. Of course, go to Eretz Yisrael. Of course, it's such a beautiful, big yeshiva's there. Of course, this one went in Steiger, this one went in Steiger. Of course, it's mashin is daming. But is it the right thing for me? Is that what I should be doing? It's easy to get caught up in katnas like that, but it becomes so stale after a while. Because after a while, we're young, so all these new things, they're new to us. We haven't been around for 30, 40, 50 years and seen the waves. You know, so if any of you know people who are older, oh, now it's Shiras Halashin hours. Yeah, I remember when it was stopping on the side of the road to say Tfilas HaDerech here. You know, now it's Shiras Halashin, taking 2 hours of Shiras Halashin year. You know, people get sick from it. You know, and it makes us so life that it makes people, I'm sure you've all heard, there was a big tumult about bugs in the water in New York, and that was the halacha de ketumel. That wasn't the fad. It was that people found bugs in the water. What should you do? You have to deal with it. Mutter, aser, what to do, so on and so forth. It's a big issue. You know how many people I heard, not people our age, people twice our age. Oh, they dreamed of, now they thought of bugs in the water. How many people, people heard people react that way? Oh, what else, what are they going to think of next? You know, because what happened, this is what happened, because they just got so sick from everyone just, oh, they thought of, this is the new thing. This year we're going to do lulavim from this country, you know. It's always like the fad of the year, the fad of the month, the segula of the week, you know. So now it's bugs in the water. But bugs in the water is an issa deraisa, if it is indeed an issa deraisa. But the diyun is an issa deraisa, but we're sick from it already. Oh, what are they going to think of next? People our age weren't saying that, unless they were mimicking, unless they would go halchu b'mashen isdam in lahem. But the people older, they mamish. I know people that eventually, they did look into the situation with the bugs. Eventually, they were down on it, but it took them such a long time because they're so sick from being nichnas into the fad, the style of the time. They're so just sick from it. Finally, they realize, no, this is different. This is a halacha problem. We have to learn how to look at ourselves independently. We're independent people. We're so into announcing our independence. It has to be in our Yiddishkeit also. Independent people. In everything that happens, whether it's Erev Rosh Chodesh giving out the tefillah of the Shlatisei, whether it's a Rebbe coming and everyone going in to get a bracha, whatever it is, I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing. Sometimes things are wonderful things. Sometimes maybe there's reasons to do it or not to do it. But it's a question. It's something to think about. It's not something to just go along with the flow. It's incredible. This thing of going to Eretz Yisrael boggles my mind. People actually switch yeshivas. They switch countries. They fly to a different country to live in a different country because other people did. It boggles my mind. What about you? Are you a person? It's a terrible countenance, I think. It's a terrible smallness. You're going to make a mistake. You're afraid you're going to make a mistake. So make mistakes. Better make mistakes and be your own person and have to learn from your mistakes and have to grow from your mistakes than to just be schlepped along. Maybe this is part of, I mentioned it on Sunday, part of Haman's Taina. Klal Yisrael went to the Suda of Achashverosh. Probably a lot of people went because everyone was going, everyone went. You know, it was the place to be. Probably people went because everyone was going. That's another thing. You know, I'm saying it about chumras. It's true about kulas also. People are makel about things that are incredible. How could you be makel? Everybody's makel. Also, alchav b'mashin is damilim. Maybe your kula is right. I'm very into kulas. I'm very pro kulas. But just ask a shayla and get the answer. Just the fact that everyone does it, things have become like nasik ha'ether. There are things that have gone on here in yeshiva that if anyone would take a step out, someone who's left yeshiva and come back, they can't believe what they're seeing. Because like a certain kula or a certain kalos or a certain leichtkeit just like becomes like contagious and just we just all fall into it because everyone is doing it. It's just an amazing thing. Haman comes to Achashverosh and he tells Achashverosh, Yesh Nayam Echad is one nation, Mefuzeru Mefayrid Bein Ha'amim, spread out and divided amongst the nations. So Chazal Darshan, Yeshna Yam Echad, Chazal Darshan Yashnu. They went to sleep. They're sleeping. And sleeping has a lot of different meanings to it. But this is part of sleeping. When we're not alive enough to be our own selves, just not to go along with the waves, along with the flow, to be our own selves, to think about myself and what's right for me, and what's the path for me to go on, and what's the chumrah for me to take, and what's the person for me to ask, and the place for me to learn, and the besechta for me to learn, and the type of limud to learn, and not to get schlepped along, halchu b'mashen isdam, whatever's the in thing, whatever's the stuff, whatever chumrah they'll come up with for this Purim. You know, that type of a cynical type of a approach to things, and to be independent, to be alive, not to be sleeping, to be alive. That's part of being alive. Part of being alive is being able to take a step back. being able to take a step back and not always just being so small. And we see something, you know, monkey see, monkey do. We see a chumrah, we like it, we do it. To be able to take a step back, to see maybe there's a bad side, maybe there's a bad effect, maybe I should ask. It was an amazing thing. This thing with Reb Aaron, he was making a macha over there about the tefillas by chuppas. And someone there, he said, I was just repeating over the story. Someone over there stopped him and said, a bachur there, I think it was a bachur or a young man, said to him, like, what's wrong with it? What could be wrong with it? And such an unbelievable lesson. Whether you're gonna have tefillas by your chuppah or not is irrelevant. The lesson is what's relevant. Reb Aaron said, you know, I don't know what's wrong with it. I don't know. So what are you screaming about? He said, did your father have it by his chuppah? No. Did his father have it by his chuppah? No. Did his father have it by his chuppah? No. Maybe there's a reason for that. Something to think about. We just rush into the shir in 40 days. Like, maybe there's a reason that people haven't been doing this for hundreds of years. Maybe there's a reason. Maybe our fathers and grandparents and great-parents, maybe they knew Yiddishkeit good. Maybe they understood Yiddishkeit very well. Maybe they knew what they were doing. And that's amazing, because you don't even have to know the answer to ask the question. Just think. Take a step back. Look into something. Think. Don't be dead. Think. So we don't have the problem that we're imitating Hasidim. Halavai we should be zeichet to that problem. But we do have the problem that whatever's like appealing, whatever's true, we're in the world of advertising and PR, and whatever's flashing lights, we just follow. It's amazing. We just follow along. Wherever everyone's going, we just go.